This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation continuing to be considered by Missouri senators.
Senator
Ed Emery of Lamar sponsors Senate Bill 525, legislation that would allow recovery charter high schools to be operated in Kansas City for students in recovery from substance use disorder or dependency.
Well-defined approach that not only has been successful in at least 42 different cases.
During discussion, Senator Brian Williams of University City mentions this move could mean less funding for public schools.
If a student was to leave, then that school district would lose money.
Senate Bill 525 has been set aside for future consideration.
Senator from Butler County is recognized.
Senate Bill 538, 562, and 601 sees brief time on the floor of the Missouri Senate. Sponsor, Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff, says this would modify penalties relating to criminal offenses involving deadly weapons.
This section does not automatically certify a juvenile.
During discussion, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis mentions her time on a public safety interim committee that met last year.
How do we reduce gun violence? And locking them up is not going to do that.
Senate Bill 538, 562, and 601 is held over for future talks.
I ask you to recognize the Senator from Webster for a motion.
Monday afternoon and evening saw time spent on Senate Bill 530. Sponsor, Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville, says this measure seeks to modify provisions relating to illegal gambling.
It allows the Attorney General to aid in prosecution upon request of the local prosecutor or circuit attorney.
During discussion, Senator Nasheed mentions the proposal would change existing order.
Why all of a sudden this sudden change to strip them away from that authority?
Senate Bill 530 has been set aside for future consideration.
I think that the conversation is getting ripe for us to say, let's find a better solution.
Very bipartisan effort, but our caucus has always been in support of a statewide PDMP.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says both Senate Bill 677 and House Bill 1693 relate to a statewide prescription drug monitoring program.
We're clearly very close to having 100% of state covered.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds the existing drug monitoring plan is not enough.
St. Louis County was forced into a PDMP because we failed to act.
No further business coming.
Missouri senators will return to the Capitol on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.